This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ultra-conservative cleric Ibrahim Raisi was declared the winner Saturday of Iran's presidential election, a widely anticipated result after many political heavyweights were barred from running. Poll officials claim Raisi won 62% of the vote, with about 90% of ballots counted from Friday's election without releasing turnout figures after three other candidates conceded defeat. Raisi is a 60-year-old who is set to take over at a critical time as Iran seeks to salvage its nuclear deal with major powers and free itself from punishing U.S. sanctions that have driven a sharp economic downturn. He is the head of the Iranian judiciary and seen as close to the 81-year-old supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who has ultimate political power in Iran. Friday's voting was extended by 2 hours past the original midnight deadline amid fears of a low turnout of 50% or less. Many voters had chosen to stay away after the field of some 600 hopefuls, including 40 women, had been narrowed to 7 candidates, all men. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani replaced 2 top ministers charged with managing the country's faltering security Saturday as the Taliban continues to capture new territory in fierce battles with government forces. The shakeup of the defense and interior ministry positions comes as violence surges and peace talks remain deadlocked, with the Taliban claiming to have seized more than 40 districts in recent weeks across the rugged countryside. The latest cabinet change must be approved by parliament and comes as violence is increasing since early May after the U.S. military began the formal withdrawal of its last remaining troops. U.S. President Joe Biden has set September 11th, the 20th anniversary of the attacks in the U.S., as the deadline to withdraw American soldiers. This is VOA News. A Hong Kong court ordered the top editor of pro-democracy newspaper Apple Daily and the head of its parent company held without bail Saturday in the first hearing since their arrest 2 days under the city's national security law. The chief editor and CEO have been charged with collusion with a foreign country to endanger national security in a case widely seen as an attack on press freedom in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. 3 others also arrested Thursday have not been charged yet and were released on bail late Friday pending further investigation. The Apple Daily has long been one of the most outspoken defenders of civil liberties in Hong Kong. It supported massive protests demanding more democracy in 2019 and has criticized the subsequent crackdown, including the enactment of a national security law last year. The latest arrest marks one of the first times journalists have been targeted under the new law. Hundreds of police and security agents raided Apple Daily's office on Thursday, seizing 44 hard drives, and authorities froze $2.3 million of its assets. Police said the arrests were based on more than 30 articles that appeared in the Apple Daily since 2019 and that had called for international sanctions against China and Hong Kong. The airport in China's southern city of Shenzhen canceled hundreds of flights and tightened entry controls Saturday after a single restaurant employee tested positive for the Delta coronavirus variant. Shenzhen Airport says anyone entering the facility must show a negative virus test from the last 48 hours. City health officials said a 21-year-old waitress at Shenzhen's airport had been infected with the Delta variant of the virus. Shenzhen is a mainland Chinese city neighboring Hong Kong, home to some of Asia's biggest tech companies, including telecoms equipment maker Huawei and gaming giant Tencent. Nearly 400 flights to and from the airport were canceled Friday, data from flight tracker Variant Flight showed. Dozens of flights scheduled for Saturday morning were also dropped. North Korea's state media reported Saturday Kim Jong-un has sworn to navigate his country out of deepening economic troubles as he concluded a major ruling party meeting, acknowledging food shortages and urging officials to prepare for both dialogue and confrontation with the United States. Kim's comments were released shortly before U.S. President Joe Biden's special representative for North Korea, Sung Kim, arrived in South Korea on Saturday for talks over stalled nuclear diplomacy with the North. Kim Jong-un presided over a 4-day meeting of the ruling Workers' Party Central Committee, which he summoned to discuss efforts to salvage a dismal economy hurt by years of mismanagement and U.S.-led sanctions that were made worse by pandemic border closures. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.